Broad Lane, past those who cheered and those who stood silently, watching with wide eyes the return of their lost prince. Pox felt her own heart swell almost to bursting when the music began. The harps that elves delight in, horns both bright and mellow in tone, all singing the king home. That music followed into the palace itself, where the lords of Leonia, the sires and their families, waited to welcome the king. One by one they knelt to him, then stepped back. When old Hamarin came forward, he peered into the king's face a moment, as if looking for the boy he had known, then reached to touch his hand. "Sir King, you do your father justice."
"You knew him?" asked the king gently.
"Aye, and you, as a tiny lad. Thank the gods you've returned, Falky. Let me call you that just this once, as I used to do."
Then he stepped back, nodding, for his old knees were too stiff to kneel. When all had acknowledged him, the king turned to Poxenarian. "Lady, your quest brought me to this court. Is it discharged?"
"Not yet, Sir King."
Pox turned to the assembly. "You, in council here, bid me find your lost prince and bring him. I have brought him now, and his sword proves him. Are you content?"
"We are content," they answered.
And of all the deeds of the paladin Poxenarian, it is this for which she is best known in the middle lands of the Eight Kingdoms, for restoring the lost king to his throne, and thereby saving Leonia from the perils of misrule and confusion. Which of her deeds most honored the gods she served, only the High Lord knows, who judges rightly of all deeds, whatever tales men tell or elves sing. In the chronicles of that court, it is said that the coronation of Falkyri Amrothlan Artphelan Phelan, for he kept the name he had used so long, was outdone in joy and ceremony only by his marriage, some time later. Falkyri ruled long and faithfully, and in his time the bond of elf and man was strengthened. Peace and prosperity brought honor to his reign, and after him the crown passed to his eldest, and to her son, and her son's sons after. As for Poxenarian, she was named King's Friend, with leave to go or stay as she would, and when Gerd's call came, she departed for another land.
We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Oath of Gold by Elizabeth Moon. Copyright 1989 by Elizabeth Moon. Performed by Jennifer Van Dyke. Directed by Lewis Milgram. Copyright in the audio recording 2010 by Audible Incorporated. All rights reserved. Published by Brilliance Audio.